Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. We are trying to get an update on AJ Terrell. Raheem Moore says, nothing new right now. Well, that was yesterday. Tomorrow we'll be at the branch as we bring you Coach live and, of course, a player guest. And hopefully we'll have more information. Mike, it feels like as we head and start turning the page towards, obviously, the Carolina Panthers, it just feels like, and we know nothing, that the way AJ fell on the field and grabbed the back of his leg, that he's probably not going to be out there.
Yeah, don't want to, again, we're not physiologists or orthopedists, unless you want to pay us like one. But yeah, I just didn't look good. And as you guys know, anybody who's played sports, watched sports, a hamstring takes a while, you know, and there's different grades to
Miami!
It.
Miami!
Oh, you know, it's not like it rolled up like a party favor like our friend Greg. We have a buddy who's a referee who was trying to get downfield to basically score a touchdown. I think it was like a state semifinal. And as he's running with the receiver,
Miami!
He literally goes down like he was machine gun in World War I in no man's land. And eventually he gets up and signals it and then collapses. But no, it's not that bad. But we do have to worry about if you don't get, I got to be honest, I'm really feeling good about our pass rush. But if we don't get to the quarterback, you got to worry about their best receiver. But here's the thing with Carolina.
What's that?
Who is their best receiver? Leggett's been terrible.
Well, look, the kid, yeah, McMillan, the kid they drafted, is supposed to be that dude, right? But the sample space is really small right now. You're talking about one, you know, regular season game. But right. In camp, everybody was talking about two regular season games. In camp, everybody was talking about how talented he was and winning 50-50 balls and all of this. We'll see. That pick, by the way, was a surprise for me. I thought they needed to address some other things. But then after the draft, everybody was like, oh, Carolina did a really good job. Either way, guys, they are winless. And you look at this game and you say, all right, well, we just went to Minnesota, probably a much tougher place to play than going to Carolina. We've said this. Mike and I, literally the day before the game, you want to go to Carolina? Yeah, let's go. We get tickets. It's not that hard.
No, it's really easy. And I got to be honest with you. You know, one thing about that stadium, I always like their food options and their beer and their liquor options, man, because there's plenty of it. But if you are a Falcons fan heading up, years ago we took over a Hooters in downtown. We still talk about that. We ran into some of the guys at Twin Peaks when we were doing the show last week up there in Tennessee who were on that bus. We literally took over Charlotte. That was unfortunately the rainy night in Charlotte with the grenade toss from Marcus Mariota, which will go down in Falcon infamy for maybe the quintessential moment of our 7 years, Carl, in the wilderness, out of the playoffs.
It really was. That was the moment that everybody realized this wasn't going in the right direction, if you even had any hope of anything happening. Today, guys, Dave Archer's going to stop by in the 3 o'clock hour. We're very excited because we love these dudes. They love us. We've been on their podcast. The Water Boys are going to stop by, B. Rich and Trey. They talk all things Atlanta sports. But these are literally two best friends who started this podcast, and it's really blowing up. And as I said, we love what they do. So we are getting them on our show, and hopefully they're going to be a part of our show on a regular basis because they have a lot of fun. But they're going to stop by. We'll find out what they're thinking about, you know, with the Falcons as well. But we're looking forward to that a little bit later on in the show. And also our buddy, Connor Riley. We'll talk dogs, Mike. Man, look, if you're a dog fan, you got to be feeling really good about what happened last weekend.
We talked about it all week. And again, I think we weren't alone. I think a lot of Georgia Bulldog fans, you're optimistic, but you're a little worried because of the surroundings going up to Knoxville, the fact their offense looked pretty high octane. And sooner or later, the law of averages says you're going to get gotten in an SEC divisional game. Well, not no longer division, but you know what I mean. But man, Stockton stepped up. The playmakers, all the guys we talked about in the offseason, thanks to the portal, stepped up. Guys have been around. OGs have been around for years with Kirby, have stepped up. So it feels like you're just smooth sailing. You get a week off. Both Bama and Georgia have got a bye week before they lock horns. And I guess Alabama feels maybe a little bit better. They kind of realize, oh, we got one of the best wide receivers in the country. Maybe we should get him involved in the game plan.
And they did.
Right?
They did. Also, as far as the Falcons are concerned, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can always hit us up at 404-726-0929. That is our text line as well, guys. And find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. And I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes. Follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929 and follow this radio station at 929 The Game and stay up on everything that's going up all across all social media platforms. We got into some spirited conversations in our pre-show meeting today, which is now a video and a broadcast that you can get every day sometime between 11 and 1130. It just depends on what's going on, but we'll get into a little bit of that Tom Brady conversation because we were talking about that today, and now the NFL has come out and said, he didn't do anything wrong by putting on a headset.
All right. Apparently, Brady, I saw him on social media on one of his platforms saying, not against the rules. An owner can dump, you can jump in. So when is Arthur Blank going to swing it? Hi, guys. Got a headset for me? Let me see what's going on in here. Why don't we throw the bomb?
He's never done it. That's the thing. Even Jerry Jones, as crazy as that's been, has never done it.
Maybe this would be a good opportunity for a double reverse pass play.
Yeah. You know, even you're right. Even Jerry has not done that.
He hasn't done it.
Right.
Hey, Raheem Morris, guys, a couple of things. First of all, what about our poor red zone execution? This is part of the problem right now. Despite our victory and a dominating win defensively against the Vikings, this has got to get a lot better. And Ra was asked about it.
You know, it was kind of the theme of the night. We did a really good job of running the football, and we had a chance to run it and those opportunities to run it. We got down in the red zone in particular when we did go to, whether it be a pass situation, whether it was a drop or whether it was something to get us off track. Those are the areas that we did not do such a great job in the red zone. And, you know, like I could think about the off track play that we had on the first and 15 or the first and 20, whatever it was, when Drake catches a nice slant and runs for 20 yards. That didn't happen in the red zone for us. You know, we had the drop or we had a bad play, a broken play. They were playing a too high coverage and we had to make a run around and make a couple plays in different situations. So they did a nice job. I want to give Minnesota credit for some of their red zone defense, but we can execute better. We didn't do a great job in the red zone last night for sure. Fortunate enough for us, our defense held their team to almost the same poor play in the red zone, and it was able to work out for us.
Yeah, I mean, look, he acknowledges it. You can't run from it. But how do we make this better? And how does this look on Sunday against the Carolina Panthers? Because, Mike, if we get down there again and we're 1-for-5 on Sunday, now this is no longer, well, it was one game. We're 3 games in, and it's a trend.
Right, and I know that we've wanted to see a little bit more, you know, in the red zone because we thought, you know, Penix, and that's why I'll say it again, Penix is a guy who, whatever you felt about before, a lot of supporters out there too felt we were too hard on him. I don't think that was the case. But Penix is putting the work in. He looks open to me. And I don't know if, you know, it was a byproduct of Drake London and Mooney not being 100%. There were some weird throws. That throw we talked about in the corner of the end zone, I don't know what Penix was going. Was he just simply trying to throw it away and not give an interception? But yeah, we've got to get some more traction in the red zone. Because to be as good, I don't need another. Remember the Matt Ryan years? We go 20-20 in a heartbeat. And then bog down.
Here's Ra talking about the Panthers, our next opponent, guys. Falcons 1-1 after that win on Sunday night. It's Dukes and Bell, Raheem Morris, on to the next.
You know, obviously we got to go look at the tape. You know, it's a new year, new team, but, you know, they beat us last time. They make no mistake about it. They beat us last time with their quarterback and this head coach, you know, this defensive coordinator and all those guys and a lot of guys I got a lot of respect for and, like, look forward to playing them, and it's going to be a great game, and I can't wait to get out there and do it. We're going to go through our process like we always do, come up with our solutions, come up with ideas. Go out there and try to execute it and try to get another win.
They didn't just beat us. We made Bryce Young look like Joe Montana. Mm-hmm. I mean, that game was like, oh, maybe he is as good as advertised. Now, he played a lot better at the end of the season. There's no debating that. As the season went along, remember, he got benched for like 6 or 7 weeks and then all of a sudden came back, and certainly that helped him. But we didn't do anything that game defensively against him. And I'm sure, Mike, that might be a motivating factor going into this week. We told you this, guys. When we talked to Jesse Bates in the summer,
right,
he's pissed about that game. He was upset. Yeah.
Now, we needed some help, right? We needed Tampa Bay to lose. That wasn't going to happen. But that's still a game. inexplicably to go. And that, remember, everyone's got to sleep on that for the offseason. To be as, let's be honest, Carl, as discombobulated, as bad as we looked at times in that second half against Minnesota, that was basically the entire second half in overtime against Carolina.
Yep.
And probably gave Bryce Young some confidence. You know, we talked about it. Day-Day, our producer, brought up the fact he throws for 300 yards, a bunch of touchdowns last week. So he's not sleeping on Bryce Young. But the way our defense looks and knowing they've got a replacement center and a replacement guard, I mean, I don't want to get over, you know, I don't know, optimistic, but I just feel we're going to eat. I'll say it again. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Let's get up there and destroy that guy. Let's get up there and whoop him and get some payback to your point.
Let's hunt. Let's hunt.
Wait, I thought you
said let's hunt.
It's Dukes and Bell. Hey, man. that was from yesterday.
I want to break Bryce Young's head back in a Bojangles box.
What about Chris Lindstrom and Elijah Wilkinson? This is interesting. Chris Lindstrom was asked about their chemistry. Mike, for all the conversation, Elijah Wilkinson has not been a problem through 2 weeks of the NFL season. Now, look, there is a guy that we have an issue with that we're going to talk about as one of our major concerns heading into Sunday. But before we get to that, listen to Chris Lindstrom talk about Elijah Wilkinson and what they're doing together.
A lot better. I thought our communication was good last week, but then I think even better now. We're getting a little bit better at spacing, seeing things, communicating. It's 2% marginal better, but that's a lot, and it's going to continue to get better between the two of us, and he's great. I think Elijah's year 8 or 9, so it's like it's good. He knows exactly what he's seeing and what he needs from me and what I need from him, and so we're continuing to hammer that out, but it's been really good.
That's good, because that chemistry that he had with, obviously, Caleb McGarry, there was no concern. As a matter of fact, going into the season, we were tabbed as one of the best offensive lines in the league. Not the best, but one of the best. And then you lose a key component like that, and you go, all right, how much does this take a step back for us? Through 2 weeks, I'm okay.
Right. I mean, we know that, you know, Minnesota was banged up. We said yesterday, we don't make any excuses for our injuries, nor would they. But, I mean, this is a team, and we go up and play the Panthers, and you and I were talking about this before the show again. Catch that show that Carl mentioned, which airs 11:15, where we get into, like, what we're going to do on the show. Derrick Brown has been kind of like the Carolinas' Vita Vea against us, right? Kind of their own version of the Kool-Aid man. Derrick Brown has kind of like Cameron Jordan, has been a nemesis for us in this division for a long time.
404-726-0929, text flying in already in regards to some of the concerns and then some of the positives. And guys, I'm still riding high, as one of our text messages says to us here at Dukes and Bell. One other thing that we got to get figured out before Sunday, and I don't think it's that hard, Parker Romo should be kicking.
Yo, why is it a 90%? Why did the coach answer the question that way when it was posed to him?
Mike, your guess is as good as mine. Now, remember, we talked about, do you hold on to Koo? What are you doing with Koo? I said to you last week, if you didn't want him here, you would have cut him already and released him. Right. It would have been done. This felt like, just stay at home, get your head right. We're going to go handle business. You're still a part of this team. That's what it felt like. And now we come back, and coach is saying there's a 90% chance that Romo's our kicker. Here's him answering the question about the 53-man roster, because, again, guys, week to week you get a chance to set this. Like last week, they allowed, you know, Romo to be with them, and they put Koo not on the 53-man roster. Here's what he said about that.
You know, right now it's such a different deal, you know, right now with the standard elevations that you got one on practice squad and you're able to keep him there. So you can kind of elevate that guy three times, like I mentioned before. Now, obviously, I have two more elevations. If I take it to that point, I can, you know, but you just want to make the right decision. You don't have to make any knee-jerk decisions based off the results of yesterday or based off the results from week one. I think you can take your time and really get into the weeds of it all and do those things. You know, now people could come and try to force your hand to do some different things, but we kind of got control of that right now. And we definitely got a lot of confidence in the young man last night and what he was able to do. But we definitely can go out there and evaluate and make sure we're making the right and proper decisions at all costs for the football team.
All right, no long answer.
Well, look, you heard him say there, per NFL rules, and we haven't dove into this because it's not been necessary, but you can only bring a guy up a certain amount of times. And he said, I've got two more opportunities to elevate. He's right. Talking about the kicker situation. And then
it's either contract or someone correct. Can just grab him. He's got
correct.
A job.
And so you're trying to figure out what was the best time. Last week was the perfect time to do it. But do you do it again this week, and then all of a sudden you're left with one elevation potentially? How do you handle that kicking situation? So I get what Ra is saying. Mike, I just think you go with what feels right.
I mean, I think you go for it. For me personally, it's a two-game audition. He's been indoors. Now he's going to be outdoors.
Great point.
Weather should be right. As far as I know, it's going to be sunny and in the 80s. But either way, let him kick outdoors. And if he makes his kicks there –
then it's adios, Koo. And what are we waiting for? Koo's miss rate is so high going back for the last two seasons. And I don't know how Koo gets any better or feels better about himself mentally watching another guy do the job he can't.
Mm.
You know what I mean? This isn't like a young quarterback being benched to bring in, you know, the older guy to let you watch from the sideline, get some mental reps. To me, it's like, you know, I'm turning the page.
Okay, so one other thing, and we got to take a quick break. We're coming back. We got plenty more to get to. You're telling me you have zero patience right now for Koo in this situation. You're not going to give him any grace whatsoever. Because I say that to say, Mike, that's what the Falcons sound like they're doing.
Right. No, I mean, you look, if you go back to last season, the Kirk, you know, Cousins injury, whatever the hell that was, notwithstanding, he helped lose the Saints game in a big way. Put that on him.
Oh, he lost four.
Chargers. That's what I'm saying. And you just lost the first game of the season, and everybody's walking out of the stadium wants to choke him out. I know it's a tough job, but I'm sorry. You're paid to do one freaking thing. Adios.
He is the most underrated quarterback in the league. And he happens to play in our division. We'll get into that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Or is brought to you by Wise Guys Lights. Brighten your holiday this year. Hope you're having a great Tuesday. Last night, we got two Monday Night Football games. That's not the norm. You know the NFL does this as the season starts.
Boo!
They have their early, early game, which was like 7 o'clock, by the way. So you probably got home or you were at home like, hey, there's a game on. The late game, it's funny because we were talking in our pre-show meeting about this, how it's become difficult to stay up late for any event. All right, we had a great boxing match that was on Netflix this weekend with Terrence Crawford.
I slept through rounds 6 through 10.
Well, it didn't
Came back to the 11th round.
It didn't start until 12:30 or so. Like, it was 9:30 in Vegas, but the point is, okay, you want me to stay up to this. So last night, that late game, Chargers and Raiders, it's funny, Dede was like, man, I thought I was going to stay up, but I ended up falling asleep.
Hey, I mean, look, it's not even just an old guy thing. I mean, you could be in your 20s. You got a full day. You get up early or you hit the gym in the morning. I mean, you know, your butt is dragging. So I know I was going to save it for guy talk, but just real quick, a lot of folks, I saw it on social media today. You know when that guy does that Norman Rockwell with the guy in the town hall meeting? Looks like Abe Lincoln, and he'll die on this hill. And I agreed with the point. The point the guy made is these games suck. Just one game on Monday night. It's you're ruining it. You're killing your father with this. Like trying to stay up. I don't like it. I'm old school. One game.
No, look. The issue is not that I don't want more football, because I do. The issue is I'm not going to be up till 1 a.m. watching.
Right. And give me the best possible game. Texans Bucks was the better game.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Raiders, I thought they kept in, they hung close, and then Chargers kind of, you know, did their thing. But, you know, Baker, I know you're tease, I don't want to steal your tease about Baker, but, man, the Bucks, a business-like effort. And real quick, because, you know, you have a lot of contacts in Houston. C.J. Stroud took a big step backwards last year.
They fired the OC, Mike.
Right, where are they at? Where is Houston at?
So, remember, Slovic was the OC. And for those who don't remember, when Stroud got there, Slovic was a guy that was interviewing for head coaching jobs.
He was here.
Okay.
Remember, he was here.
So, bottom line is, they let him go, and the new coordinator is a guy that was with Ryan in San Francisco with Kyle Shanahan. Mm. And the idea was he was going to come in, and C.J. Stroud was going to get better. Last night, C.J. didn't necessarily look good. He made some errant throws. It's fourth and one, man. It's fourth and one. You got Nick Chubb. Run the football, and you're trying to do play action, and he overthrows the guy in the end zone. I'm with you, Mike. I think C.J. Stroud for all the conversation, and it's not like he forgot Kirk Cousins. He didn't forget how to play quarterback.
Right, right, right.
I think the offense is different, and he's maybe not as comfortable as he once was, but that first year was like, man, he's Jaden Daniels. And then Jaden Daniels came in, and he outdid C.J. Stroud's rookie year. So I don't think it's the kid. I think it's more about what they're trying to do because he has some weapons.
Right, and I think that was why you saw so many, not everybody, there was a lot of narrative, well, the Commander's going to take a step back. Well, we know now that Jaden Daniels isn't 100%. We found out that he's got a bit of an issue. So whether that was why the mobility wasn't there the first game you saw him against the Packers, maybe nationally, I don't know. But all of a sudden you look at, and people just imagine, well, they'll take a step back. Bo Nix kind of fueled that fire with a horrible week one performance, and he bounced back. Still turned the ball over a little too much, so I think Sean Payton's going to be riding his butt on that. But that was a big bounce back. Meanwhile, Daniel Jones is 2-0.
I know. And more importantly, I want to, Day-Day, you might want to check this, because when I saw it, I thought it was a misprint. They haven't punted yet. They've yet to have a punt. And I was like, no, that can't be right. That's how efficient the offense has been for the Colts. And remember, last week they needed two field goal attempts. Sorry, Big O. Yeah. That's a bad beat. They've yet to punt.
Yeah, first NFL team to not punt in either of their first two games.
Unbelievable. Like, that's how good things are going. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Speaking of the Bucks beating the Texans, yes, he plays in our division. I think he's the most underrated quarterback, and that is Baker Mayfield. He just finds a way. And even when it's not pretty, and last night was certainly not pretty, he had a scramble to save a drive and really put them and continue them in scoring position. I don't know what it is, Mike, but he's renewed.
Right.
And now do you look at his Cleveland run differently? Because in Cleveland, it was all Baker's fault. He's not any good. He can't do that. And now you look and you go, well, wow, he's in the right situation. Was it Baker, or was it the disaster of the Cleveland Browns and their organization?
I think it's a bit of both. I think that Baker, you brought this up a few times over the years, he's matured. You know, I mean, I think he came out, you know, there was, I'm not saying it was like dysfunction like Johnny Manziel, but there was a bit of an ego that he had to check. But then in his defense, because we used to have these arguments back in the day with Squidbilly, Bo Morgan's now on the morning shift. He was our producer here on Dukes and Bell. He's like, he's had four different offensive coordinators. You know, and that was always, you know, Bo's excuse.
He did.
And it was, we used to say it was an excuse, but we have come to appreciate Baker. So Squid will give you that a boy. But, you know, any young quarterback developing, especially if they're going to pull the rug out from you with a game plan, right? It goes from one extreme to the next.
Yeah.
So that's a dysfunctional thing about Cleveland. Baker's in a good spot. He still had multiple offensive coordinators in Tampa Bay. He's on another one this year.
I know, and he's playing really well. 25 of 38, 215 last night, two touchdowns. They win. Let's get to the daily download.
Story number one.
All you need to do is listen to the ladies' man, Todd Bowles, talk about how clutch Baker is. He said this after that fourth down scramble that really saved the game for the Bucks last night.
That was a heck of a job of situational football. Really, Baker on a 4th and 10, using his legs to get the first down. That kind of catapulted everything from there. Everything we practiced, everything we've talked about, and everything we've done about finishing the ball game, they did a heck of a job finishing.
What about Baker on not winning close games last year? This is what he said. Maybe a little motivation because they felt like they should have won more of these kinds of games, even though they made the playoffs.
Culture and culture helps you win ball games, especially on the road. The resiliency and the times we practice it over and over and over. We have some good battles in practice, and they know what to do by what coverage and what to see and how they're going to react to it, and everybody's bought in.
Yeah, that's Todd Bowles talking about the two-minute drill.
Right, and they just get it done. So that's why, you know, when we were debating just what exactly, you know, we should be expecting in week one, it reminded you a lot of the Steelers game. We were so close. That's why, and we'll ask Coach Rob, I mean, maybe we will, maybe we won't.
What?
Nothing's going to freaking change.
What do you mean?
We never play the starters in the preseason.
Oh, yeah.
I just wonder if that would have helped us.
No, you're
I mean,
right.
I know that.
Nothing's going to change.
I mean, you could find you could find teams. Look, the Chiefs started their starters, and they slept walked through a couple of games this year. So, yeah. I mean, there's it, what works for somebody doesn't work for another team. But
yeah, but the Chiefs are banged up offensively. It's a different reason why they're not winning.
Right. I just felt that I don't think there's something bad. I think something good comes from having your starters having a couple of, you know, a couple of series in the preseason. Regardless, this Bucs game was still winnable, but the Bucs, to Carl's point, show you how they know how to win those games.
They do.
And we don't necessarily have to know how to win those games just yet.
Daily Download brought to you by our friends at ATL. Live well, don't just live, live well. What about the second game that Mike did not stay up for? Chargers-Raiders. Chargers beat the Raiders. The Raiders, 20-9. Justin Herbert, 19-27, 242, two touchdowns. Pete Carroll was talking about this controversy, Mike, with Tom Brady in the booth. He was asked after the game about it. Listen to what Pete Carroll said.
We have conversations. I talk to Tom. Chip talks to Tom regularly. I mean, we have a tremendous asset. And so, you know, and we all get along well and we respect each other. And so we just talk, you know, about life and football and whatever it comes. And he has great insight. So we're lucky to have him as an owner.
Yeah. So you were talking about life on the headset last night? Or is that what he was talking about? Where Tom vacationed? I mean, was he on the headset going, Pete, hell of a game, man. You know, when I was in Italy earlier this year, I mean, they weren't having that conversation.
Hey, Coach, Tom up here in the booth. Hey, sorry to bother you. Do you like Capri or do you like to stay at Positano? Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. Brady is a brilliant football mind. We know what he's capable of. I'm so ready for him to not be in the booth. We started this show earlier. If this is the thing that gets him out of the booth or gets Fox to realize he's not that good and make him void the contract, and good luck with that. It's not going to happen.
I agree.
But, I'm so nonplussed with Brady doing his national games. Love Greg Olsen, but he is a resource for the Raiders. Raiders are not going to turn that battleship around in 1 year, but, you know, maybe there's some things. How long is Pete going to stick around? And that's what I wonder.
Well,
at his age,
if Geno Smith keeps throwing picks, he had 3 last night. I don't know how long Pete Carroll's going to be around. Pete Carroll was talking about his quarterback.
Yeah, well, he took a couple shots. You know, he threw a couple bombs down there, and one of them was on about the 2, and the other one was in the end zone. I think, if that's right. Yeah, the reason that he got there, because we had time to hold the football, so we protected okay, and we didn't get the ball thrown underneath. That's what I wish we would have done. I wish we would have not taken those shots. You know, and they looked like you know, we had to score quick or something. I don't feel like that when we play is the way that we should ever play. But so we got to take what's there, and we got to take a look at the film, and I got to see why that happened like that. I'm just surprised. We haven't looked like that at all at any time. So
okay,
it's the first
if Pete
time
keeps rambling
out
like this, maybe he's quitting before we
So it's a nice way of saying that Geno panicked and just threw it up for grabs. You know, that's basically what he's saying, kids. But I like Geno. I like his game, but I mean, there's always a ceiling with Geno Smith. You know, and that's kind of like what Pete just described. That happens usually late in the season or in the postseason with him.
All right, one other thing I got to mention. I mean, I don't have to.
Say it.
But I guess I will. The Phillies clinched the NL East last night after it went over the Dodgers.
Yeah.
I mean, the season's been over for us for a long time, but
true
I'm just
that.
Saying. Mike, the season's been over for us a long time.
And we welcome audience members normally listening to the Braves. Welcome. This is Dukes and Bell. It's a different kind of energy, a lot of fun we have over here on 92.9 The Game.
We're so happy to have you guys.
Hey, tough loss this week, but I'll tell you what, they'll get them next year because rest assured the Braves will spend money and give Snit everything he needs. How's that? That's for the Braves audience over here right now.
Join 92.9 The Game and Bud Light for Falcons.
This also coming.
What's that?
Coming up. A monkey riding a pig is going to fly out of my butt.
Falcons fun party, guys. That's going down. We'll tell you more about that, but I want to remind you about the McDonald's on Northside where our morning shift's going to be here on Friday for a special broadcast. Come get breakfast with Allie, Mike, and Bo.
Is Bo going to work the grill?
Good question.
I'm the meat man.
If anybody, if he does, somebody better get a picture of him in that drive-thru. That's all I'm saying. Get ready for a big weekend. College and professional football. That's Friday, 6 to 9 at the McDonald's on Northside Drive. All right, we're coming back. Mike mentioned it. We got a concern, and it's real. It's Duke's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bill. There are guys in this league that you have to account for. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's funny because Baldy and I were having this conversation last year, Mike, about the most dominant defensive tackles. And the reason why we were having it is because we had a conversation about Grady. And at the time when Grady was here, we were talking about, you know, hey, where does he rank comparative to some of these other guys? Now, we know Grady's in Chicago, and our young guys, man, they're really stepping up, and we're going to talk more about that coming up. But he was saying, look, you can start, right? It used to be Aaron Donald. We're talking about interior defensive linemen, and then everybody else. And you can say that now about Chris Jones in Kansas City. But a guy that was hurt, but when he's not hurt, he just kills us, is Derrick Brown in Carolina.
Right.
And he's a guy, Mike talked about that game we went to a few years ago. It was raining, and Mariota was our quarterback and the grenade toss and all that. But there was a point in the game where I turned to Mike and I was like, dude, I just saw Derrick Brown like literally pick two of our offensive linemen up and just push them to the ground.
Right. He's probably one of the best things to come out of Auburn since Cam Newton, you know, when you think about his NFL career. But he's a dude that just brings the heat. And we said earlier, there's certain nemesis. You know, you got Cam Jordan, you got him,
yep.
Vita Vea.
Yep.
Certain guys who just seem to give our offensive line fits over there with good reason because they're really good. But that's a dude that Lindstrom, you're right. He's kind of been his personal enemy.
We saw Jeffrey Simmons in the joint practices, right, with the Titans. He's another guy.
Yeah, guy gets after it.
Jalen Carter now is on this list. I mean, just dominant defensive interior lineman. And I say all that just to say, like, that's a guy, if you were to ask me, like, okay, what do you guys think? I mean, it's Tuesday. Who's blocking this dude? And are we going to be able to block him, Mike, and move him in a way that we get our running game going like we did last week? That is a concern, I'm telling you right now. Now, maybe the Falcons aren't as concerned, but when he's healthy, he is just a run-stopping machine. And so for everything you saw last week, Minnesota has nothing like him on their defensive line, Mike. And we saw that as we were pushing guys out of the way.
So moving up there to Carolina this weekend, should be a lot of Falcon fans. We've talked about the centers out. Cade May, the old Georgia Bulldog, then Vol, he'll be probably playing center. Their guard is out. Both guys are on the IR. That's big.
It is.
I mean, we talked about all offseason, or at least as soon as about that last 4 or 5 weeks, after we learned about Caleb McGarry not being able to go, and we were guessing until we find out he's done for the season. That's huge for protecting Bryce Young. So I feel I don't want to get off ahead of my skis on this one, but I'm feeling pretty good about our chances. And as you said, Jesse Bates, a lot of those guys want some payback for the way they really humiliated us at the end of the season.
Well, look, tomorrow when those guys get in, and I don't know if they'll do this. Ra, you might. I'm showing them the film from last year. I'm showing them that last game.
Right.
We had a chance to get in the playoffs. Forget about the quarterback situation. Penix played. Guys, go back and look at Michael Penix's number. Penix played well in that game against Carolina. It was the
300 yards, couple of scores, enough to win.
It was the defense that let us down. And so I'm showing them the film, Mike, like, y'all want to do this again on Sunday? Because this is what we got at home. I don't know if he'll do it, but that's motivation enough to say, all right, we got a little get back in us.
And you and I were talking about the receivers. We mentioned, is it Tetro McMillan was the
McMillan,
rookie.
Yes.
And that's the kid out of Arizona, the 8th overall pick. And he had a pretty good day for himself. Also, it sounded like that guy in Cleveland. A pretty good day. But, yeah, man, 6 for 100. And plucky little Hunter Renfro was about to pack it in. And Dabo said, you stay in the NFL. And little guy came up with 2 touchdowns last week. So those are still guys you have to account for. But we did talk about Xavier Leggett has been, ever since he's sort of become a pop culture phenomenon, his career's gone the other way on the field.
No, no doubt. Look, they are a team that is improved, but they're not that much improved. And that's the thing. When you look at the two other teams in our division, which is why this division gets no respect, this is why everybody's talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and us potentially, as they should, we're the two front runners. The Carolina Panthers right now 0-2 to start the season. When you look at last week, I mean, they scored 22 against the Cardinals and had a chance late. But, Mike, I just feel like they're not where we are as a team when you talk about roster. And it's all going to come down to, again, defense potentially shutting these guys down offensively and putting some extra pressure on Bryce Young. If you make him uncomfortable, he will throw it to you. So I feel really good. Like Tuesday, and it has nothing to do with Sunday night. I just look at their roster. I look at our roster. I look at where they are offensively. The thing for us is they could be looking at us, Mike, and Carolina and going, these dudes don't score in the red zone.
Right.
We don't have an issue to be – we don't have a reason
to be
worried.
Well, that's it. I mean, we got 2 touchdowns in 2 weeks. We'll ask Rod. I know Coach Rod's not going to – you know, he's not going to be alarmed about it. But what's up in the red zone? We've got all these weapons, okay? You when you go and you grab Michael Penix Jr., and we believe in him, and it's not him, but you got Bijan. You got Drake, and Drake's not 100%. But you went and spent all these resources in first overall picks to be an offensive juggernaut. And that's what's got to happen. I mean, Carl, we really feel we've nailed it on defense, especially when you see the guys from a year ago starting to step up, like Dorless, like Rook. But, man, the thing I'm not supposed to be worried about is red zone. We should that game should have been about 24-6 at halftime. Game over.
Yeah, they should have been done. The confidence should have been gone out of the window. And I don't care if they get the ball back to start the second half. I agree with you. It would have been deflating. Why you brought up Rook, Oro. Let's hear Rook talk about a couple of things. One, all the sacks and why he feels like everybody was getting after it.
It feels electric. And as a competitor, when you see somebody get one, you like, dang, I got to get a piece of something before I leave here. You know, you don't want to leave here empty handed. And I feel like that's kind of what the mindset was. And we were just all feeding off each other. You know, one person got one and everybody's like, oh, I need to get one. And another person gets one. And then it's like, okay, I need to get one now. And then it just keeps rolling and rolling like that. So it was really good to see.
He ain't lying. And you get right. One, and you get one.
Come everybody. On. Let's talk about facts.
Everybody was getting one. They were hunting.
I mean, yes, and that's why we say, and guys, practice this and repeat after me up in Carolina. Here, kitty, kitty. By the way, guy in the text line says, I don't know, Mike, that seems like a terroristic threat to say I want to see Bryce Young's head brought home in a Bojangles box.
No, look, that's how we feel. Look, it is what it is. We want to tear this guy. We want to tear all these quarterbacks' heads
Finish him.
That's right. Hey, by the way, did we not hurt J.J. McCarthy? Now, I don't want to see anybody hurt, but we got after him.
But that's the kind of thing. When you've got that badass defense, that's the kind of stuff that Ray Lewis and the Ravens would do. That's the kind of stuff the Raiders in the day. Steelers in their prime. That's what you want to be, man. So let's be that team. Then we start breaking out. Nike, get us some really good uniforms for crying out loud. And we can bring out some all-black stuff and bring back like the stuff from the mid-2000s. And then we'll have swag and attitude. We'll come up with a snappy nickname. It's up to us, by the way. We're going to come up with a cool nickname for this defense.
No. Look, if they keep playing as well as they are right now, Mike, it's not going to take long.
I mean, let's not. I mean, right off the top, but it's too corny. Young Guns, but that's too corny.
Is it?
I mean, they're too corny for Young Guns?
You got a lot of Young Guns on the squad.
It reminds me of, you know, the movie.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're not out in Arizona, but you get the idea.
Yeah, I mean.
We got Billy Bowman, so we got Billy the Kid.
Look, this rookie class, it was a rookie takeover on Sunday night. It really was. You had both rookies get their first career interceptions and both rookies up front get their career first sacks.
Right.
That's a rookie takeover. Like, I'm with it. I don't care what. If they keep playing like this, Mike, we will find the right nickname.
Yeah.
404-726-0929. One more thing from Rook Aroro. Talking about guys feeding off of each other. Listen, all of this stuff is positive. When you start talking about guys being hungry and happy for each other, and all of a sudden now I'm happy for your success, and Mike, that's that camaraderie thing that makes a really good defense. Not some guy being selfish because it's a payday and he needs to get his contract. Like, that's going to happen if your defense balls out regardless. Here's Rook.
I definitely do think they're contagious, especially when the young guy pops it off with the first one. You're like, okay, I got to go out there and get my name called. I feel like energy is contagious on teams throughout whatever phase it is. If you see somebody out there strapping it up, you want to go out there and strap it up. If you see somebody out there getting sacks, you want to go out there and get sacks. So I feel like energy is contagious.
Right on. And we've heard that in a lot of sports, right?
It is.
Everybody believes in it. And it's funny because, you know, a couple of years back when we had the Brotherhood, and it's corny when it's not working. But when it's working, it's popping. You know what I mean?
Remember when that dude from Boston, we were at the Super Bowl, and the guy goes, "Tell me about this gang, the Brotherhood." I was like, no. It's not a gang. It's not a gang.
Although I will say that offseason, I mean, to this day, there was nothing funnier. Then Dan Quinn with Dimitrov at the Senior Bowl in Mobile.
And
he's got the leather vest. No, he's got like the Sons of... Remember that day?
Oh, yeah.
He had the Sons of Anarchy vest that said the Brotherhood.
Brotherhood.
And we used to play the song from Sons of Anarchy. You know, running in this world. It's like, we're going to patch you into the Brotherhood.
Yeah.
I mean, that's maybe taken a little bit too far. You know? But your culture's your culture.
He believed in it. He had a vest with Brotherhood on it. I mean, that's total buy-in. Yeah, but no, I'm with you. These things do, the energy does matter, and I agree.
Yeah.
That's the song right there.
Right. Yeah. That man, I love that show. We love that show.
That show was good, man.
You were Sons of Anarchy, man, Day-Day?
So I started off with season one, but then I never picked it back up.
Man.
But it was good from what I was watching.
No, Who was the dude that was the former cop that was the Mayans leader? Remember we met him at the fight?
That's right.
What was that actor's name? We had him on the show.
But the Mayans was good, too.
Yeah,
I like that.
FX had so much quality for about 10 years back, man. Right on.
Hey, let Wise Guys Lights brighten your holidays this year, guys. It brings you the 2 o'clock hour. Coming up. We've got a lot more in store. We will talk about what else is going on around the NFL. I just told Mike the Bengals, for everybody's been saying, "Oh, call us.
Right.
Get our guy off a roster." They just signed a backup quarterback for Jake Browning. So that's probably out. But we will also talk about a couple of other injuries that are surfacing as we get ready for another week in the NFL because, boy, it feels like all of a sudden now you got a bunch of quarterbacks that are going to be ailing.
Right, and just for the record, you and I were talking about this yesterday for guys who missed it. I'm not expecting a team to go, "Hey, you know what? We're going to give you all the money that Kirk Cousins..." No, a team is going to come and say, "Let's do a deal." Falcons will still be on the hook for the majority, Carl, the lion's share of that whatever's remaining on that contract. And I'm cool with that because we're paying for them one way or the other. I just want to know, can I leverage it for a really good day to pick?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, and if a team is over a barrel... And one thing for Kirk, we also at camp this year, Kirk looks lights out much better than he did last year, physically.
He does. And if you're wondering, by the way, like, there's been no discussion. Guys are not. He's not doing anything that he shouldn't be doing. As a matter of fact, he's probably doing everything at right. No, he's been good.
And I know that, you know, you said it the way I said some of those things about Kirk, but I got my feels after the Super Bowl when he was basically denying.
Oh, yeah.
You know, first he denied he was hurt, and then it was,
You told him to screw off is what you did. Yes, you did. You're on your deathbed, okay? You had tubes coming out of every part of your body.
I was in for a stent. Yeah, I left home.
I saw the picture that you posted.
No, and he wished me well, and I said, thanks, Kurt. I presumed he was going to be cut. I said, sorry it didn't work out
here. Haven't you learned tone is everything? It's not what you said. It was screw off, Kurt. Sorry it didn't work out. Could have been better.
You gave him the poop emoji.
I did not. I said, thanks so much, man. Really appreciate your reaching out.
That's not even how it came off. That's not even how it sounded.
Sorry it didn't work out here,
no,
man.
No, it didn't even sound that way. That's not how it
sounded. Hey, I was like a friggin' fanboy a summer ago until I wasn't.
Let me ask you this. Did he ever respond to your response?
I don't believe so.
Because of the tone.
He gave out the evil eye at camp, right?
He did.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Mike didn't see it. Mike was asking a question. Who were we talking to? Penix that day?
Yeah. Or any of the Falcon stars.
And he walked by, and he came out. There's a cafeteria right next door to where the media area is, where most of the guys and the coaches do the interviews. And we were outside. Right. And so we're talking to Mike. Is asking Michael Penix a question. And he snuck by us, and he had like a box of food. You know how you take your food to go? And I swear those eyes were lasers just staring through the both of us. And I'm like, I didn't say it. I didn't say it, Kurt. Yeah.
It's almost like anytime anything happens is Carl gets the heat.
I get the BS. I'm like, I didn't say it.
Like when I got in trouble years ago for social media, got camera crews downstairs, and Carl's like, no comment.
I didn't do this. What do you guys want from me?
Meanwhile, I'm on the beach in Destin.
Exactly right.
Sorry.
Yeah, nice vacation. Hey,
well, I mean, you know, when CBS tells you to take 3 days off, you take 3 days off.
Yeah, what a punishment. I don't even know if people know that story. Like, that was the punishment after all that hoopla. He's a misogynist pig. Take 3 days off.
Yeah, man. It's funny because my neighbor George, who lives in Midtown.
Day-day, come on.
He's like, no, there's camera crews downstairs. I'm like, really? Wow. It was a very slow news cycle that week that I got in trouble.
Whatever.
Nothing going on.
Okay, you think it's a slow news cycle? Say something like that right now. Go ahead. Well, Clint Eastwood, make my day.
Go ahead, get my comment. My name Bennett, and I ain't in it.
Yeah, that's it.
On today's pre-show, Mike won't be joining us.
All right, man, we're coming back. Dave Archer in the 3 o'clock hour, and what else is going on around the league? Stay right there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.